From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. Columbia residents are invited to discuss allocating additional funds recently given to the city in community development block grant funding through the CARES Act, the Columbia Missourian reports. The city will hold sessions to gain public input on community development needs related to the COVID-19 pandemic and priority housing. The Community Development Program has previously helped with projects including construction and renovation of public facilities and housing rehabilitation. The program uses funding for a variety of community development activities and to ensure affordable housing, provide services to vulnerable members in the community, and create jobs by expanding and maintaining businesses, according to the Boone Impact Group. The process of banning the use of neck restraints by the Columbia Police Department continued at Monday City Council meeting. In June, Columbia Police Chief Jeff Jones released a memo stating there were changes being considered surrounding the use of force, the Columbia Missourian reports. At the September 21st council meeting, 4th Ward Councilman Ian Thomas requested a draft ordinance on neck restraints, but Jones recommended upholding the current policy at Monday's council meeting. The city code allows police officers to use choke, strangle, or similar holds if they believe there is imminent threat of death or serious physical injury to the officer or a third party. This proposed amendment would make it unlawful for a police officer to use either a chokehold or a cartoid restraint, which restricts blood flow to the brain. There have been 13 deaths nationwide due to the use of chokeholds. The City of Columbia is starting a loan fund for local small businesses impacted by COVID-19. KBIA's Ben Singson has this.
The Small Business Recovery Loan Program will give eligible businesses up to a $15,000 loan to cover expenses and adjustments caused by the pandemic. The program comes from the Housing Programs Division and is open to Columbia businesses that have between 6 and 49 employees. The loan is 0% interest and will be forgiven so long as the businesses can prove it had at least one low to moderate income employee over the past year. Randy Cole is the Housing Programs Manager for the City of Columbia. He says the initial program will have enough money to support 26 businesses, but they have already applied for more funding.
So we applied for funds through the county to help fund additional businesses here in Columbia and potentially help some businesses that are out the county area or non-city. So we're still waiting to hear back from the county.
Applications for the loan will open on October 29th. I'm Ben Singson, KBIA News.
A Kansas City, Missouri police sergeant accused of kneeling on a black 15-year-old who complained he couldn't breathe has pleaded not guilty to a felony assault charge. Sergeant Matthew Neal entered the plea to third-degree assault during a brief arraignment hearing Tuesday. Prosecutors allege the teen and a man were stopped last November by an officer who thought a robbery might occur. They say the boy was handcuffed and on the ground when Neal arrived and put his knee on the teen's head during the arrest, breaking some of his teeth and causing bruising. A grand jury indicted Neal in August. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.